visualize yourself accomplishing your goal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Visualize yourself accomplishing your goal. First, figure out what is your goal. What is your direction that you're going? What is it you want to accomplish? Now, all of us have goals. Many of them are varied and interesting and dynamic, but we all have goals. And we all have involvements in which we are active in so many different things. And we say, golly, we're active in so many different things. These are so confusing. They're so interesting. But, oh man, you know, how can I ever accomplish it? Well, step by step. Step by step, accomplish any dream of your heart, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what the dream of your heart is. It doesn't matter what your goal is. It only matters what is it that you would like to experience in your world. Now, if you are a person who is success-oriented, then you would like to have success in all the things that you do. If you are failure-oriented, then you have failure in everything that you do. Now, who in the world would want failure as their orientation? Well, unfortunately, a great many people look at failure. They look at failure and they think that that's the only possibility. They think that it's going to fail because it's designed to fail, it's built to fail. And let's not be one of those people. Let's be one of the people who says it is a success. It is a wonderful, joyous success. Well, that's not true. Well, it can be. It can be. When we take our thought, when we take our thinking ability and we direct it toward the positive of whatever it is we're working on, we'll find that more of the same gathers around us. Birds of a feather flock together. So we'll find that more of the same positive thoughts will gather around us. And as more of these positive thoughts gather around us that we hadn't even dreamed about before, possibilities for accomplishing the goal that we have for ourselves is right there in front of us. It's right there in front of us telling us, hey, here's a way to do it. Here's a way to look at it. Here's a way to think about it. And sometimes we don't even have that aspect in front of us. We have the aspect in front of us which says, hey, go this direction. Not this will work or that will work, but go this direction. And we think, oh, look, there's a penny. And you reach down, pick up the penny. Now, who picks up a penny? Well, I do. Everybody picks up a penny. They pick up a dollar bill. They pick up a $500 bill. They pick up anything. They pick up a penny. Would you pick up a penny or a quarter or dime or nickel? Would you pick up a half dollar or a silver dollar? Would you pick it up? Well, yes, you would. Now, you reach down and pick it up. And before, you were working in your house and you were leaning over and your back felt terrible. Your back felt just terrible as you were doing your housework, as you were doing things around the house. And then you're walking down the street and there's a penny and you reach over to pick up that penny, not thinking one single thing about your back, and your back doesn't have any backlash to you. It just lets you bend down comfortably and pick up the penny and look at the penny and see what the penny says, whether it's old or new or whatever. And you think, how interesting. Not thinking one thought about your back. Now, the moment you say, oh, how did I do that? I leaned over and picked up that penny and my back has been giving me trouble. There it is. I didn't let it go. I kept it. That's right, you kept it. You kept the problem. But you see, your goal was to be untouched by your back. Your goal was to be in harmony with your back. Your goal was to be having your back as being salubrious, being healthy, and being whole and perfect. And when you had changed your thought to another point, and you saw the penny, and you picked it up, and you didn't think a thing about the fact that your back was bothering you, you thought about the penny. Now, you say, well, who could be so foolish to think of picking up a penny when they know they got a backache? Well, you don't know that you have a backache. Your backache evidences itself anytime you're doing something that is not satisfying you, anytime you're doing something that you really don't want to do. And you see, this is how the ability to not accomplish our goals takes place in our life. We're doing something we really don't want to do. And in life, every time you are experiencing failure, experiencing the lack of ability to accomplish your goals, the reason for that is the simple thing: you didn't want to accomplish it in the first place. Oh, but I do. I'd like to have a new car. I'd like to have a new house. I'd like to have relationships. I'd like to have a healthy body. No, you wouldn't. If you want a healthy body, you'll be thinking about a healthy body instead of thinking about a sick body. But my sick body is in here. No. If you want a healthy body, you'll be thinking about a healthy body instead of a sick body. You'll accomplish your goal if you'll be true to it. Well, I like a new car, but I can't afford a new car, and they're all so expensive. And if you're going to think that way, you're not going to have a new car. And that's okay, because you don't deserve it. And to deserve it means that you put attention on it. To deserve anything means you're putting attention on it. I have a healthy body. I'm putting attention on my healthy body, and my body is healthy. My body responds to my thought. My mind responds to my thought. My car responds to my thought. My bank account responds to my thought. All these things respond to my thought. I visualize myself accomplishing my goal, not in how I'm going to do it, but in it being done. I see the goal not in the process of being revealed or unfolded in my life, but I see it done. It is done. I see me picking up that penny. I don't see my back aching. I see me driving in my new car. How did I get it? Where'd it come from? I don't think a thing about it. Don't worry about it. I have it because it is rightfully mine. My bank account is abundant and harmonious with all of my joys. How did that happen? Where did it come from? Did I win some sweepstakes, or did I get a good job, or did somebody leave me some money? Don't worry about it. It's done. And when you and I spend every moment of our life in the fulfillment of whatever goal we have, in the achievement of whatever goal we have, in its accomplishment, being done, then it is done. But it's only done if we have the sincerity, if we have the ability and the recognition that it is done. Living in that attitude is quite something. Realizing yourself as having accomplished your goal now and it's done. Living in that awareness, how wonderful that is. Am I ready for that? Oh, I am ready for that. I am ready for that, and I am doing that right now. And it's kind of exciting and kind of enjoyable. It's kind of wonderful. Yes, and it is true. It is true. People who have do not think about have not. And people who have not do not think about having it. Now, if you want to have it, think about having it. If you don't want to have it, think about not having it. Just as simple as that. Visualize yourself accomplished in your goal, and it is done. Right now and forevermore. You want it? Claim it. Enjoy it. Name it. And have it as your reality right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.